The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back with another episode of our episode-by-episode Seinfeld step-through show. Thank you for joining our premium content. That's why you're listening. This episode is entitled The Cafe. This one is about an eclectic restaurant called The Dream Cafe that is right across the street from Jerry's apartment that isn't getting any business. It's run by its owner, Babu Bhatt, played by actor Brian George. And at the same time, there is a side story of George having to take an IQ test for his girlfriend and him wanting to cheat on it because he doesn't think he's very smart. Micah, what did you think about this episode?
This is a really funny episode. Babu Bhatt is quite the memorable character. He's made two appearances in the show. And when he makes that second appearance, you know, everyone's like, oh, shit. Because it's like, yeah, like everybody remembers this guy. Yeah. And everybody remembers like the finger wagging.
Yes. Very bad man. Very, very bad man.
You're a very, very bad man. That character makes this episode. Like he's great. Because he's so earnest and he's so genuine and he's so naive. And then, you know, the second half of the episode, he's so fucking bitter, you know? He's like, fuck you. You're a very bad man.
Jerry.
I'm going to start telling that to people instead of like cursing them out. I'm just like, you're a very bad man. And just wagging my finger at them.
Ever so slightly. So can we talk about Brian George, the guy who played Babu Bhatt?
Yeah.
Because this is hilarious. I just found this out just before we hit record. So Brian George, he plays a Pakistani in the show, but he's not even Pakistani or Indian at all. He's actually a British Israeli actor, but he does voice acting for Indian characters and characters of South Asian descent, apparently. But yeah, he's just a Jewish dude.
And when you hear him, he's just, because I was looking at some of the behind the scenes episodes, behind the scenes on this episode, and he's got this like proper British accent, and it's just so weird because I've only heard that Babu Bhatt voice come out of that guy.
Right.
And it's like someone's playing a joke on me. You know what I mean? It's like,
now looking into this a little bit more, his mother was in fact born in India. Okay. All right. That makes a lot more sense. I'm like, this dude looks Indian. Like, look, I know some Indians. I happen to be married into an Indian family. Like, I know what these people look like. And his father was born in Lebanon. And he was brought up in Mumbai, but then they moved to London, which is why he has the accent, and then to Toronto, which would make for a very interesting person, I would have to imagine. But yeah, he, like, I've only heard him as Indian characters. The funny thing is, I forgot until I'm looking at his Wikipedia page, he also played Rajesh Kuthrapali, the father of the Indian guy of Raj
on
Big Bang Theory. Right. He's always on the laptop with his wife, which is hilarious.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Yeah. Incidentally, Raj's sister on that show is maybe one of the hottest women I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a good-looking lady.
She has her character's name is the name of a porn star.
Isn't it like Molly or something?
Priya.
Oh, yeah, I know that character, or I know that porn star, yeah, sure do, I'm a fan, so, I have an affinity for that part of the world, man, I just do, it's a crossroads of the world, what can I say?
Yeah, yeah, so much so that you married into it.
Yeah, I did. It's not that I don't like my people or whatever, I do have an affinity for it. Like, look, man, like, people talk shit on them all they want, those Kardashian girls are fucking hot, like, they just are, dude. You keep lying to yourself. Like, oh no, I hate them. Yeah, they're vapid and dumb. Yeah, again, that has nothing to do with their physical appearance whatsoever. They're hot, all of them. Even the ugly one is still like way better looking than an average person.
I mean, like, that's
she's,
like
she's
saying,
gotten her she's gotten her shit together.
She looks like Miss Piggy though. Like, I can't.
Oh, she's certainly the worst of the group. But Kim is still fine. I don't like. I need people to stop pretending like she's not attractive.
Right.
Like, oh, I hate her guts. All right. Well, that's fine. Whatever. I don't
people
even know.
Like, I've heard a couple people like, oh, her ass is too big.
They were white men, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Yeah, shut up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Here's what a black man has never said: Kim Kardashian's ass is too big. Nope. Sorry. That's why she's married to a black dude.
That's funny.
And Kanye West was like, oh, you don't like it? That's fine. I'll take it. No problem, guys.
So this whole Dream Cafe thing was actually based on a real Dream Cafe.
Oh, and really? Is this another Larry David story?
Well, it's not a Larry David story, but it's one of the writers saw this cafe, and it was run by a Vietnamese guy. So in earlier drafts, like, they named the Babu Bak character was named Vong Sim after this Vietnamese guy. And the guy was just like Jerry. Like, he saw this guy and he wasn't really doing anything, or the business wasn't doing well. And the guy lived like right next door. And he was always afraid that, you know, he wanted to go in and support it because he felt bad. But he was always afraid that if he went in once, he would have to keep going in, you know?
Yeah.
And it turns out that this Vietnamese guy was like, he was married to like this wealthy woman, and they were independently wealthy. And the guy just wanted a restaurant just for like shits and giggles.
So he didn't really need to.
Yeah,
give
so
a
he
shit.
Didn't really need it. So, but yeah, this character was named Vong Sim after a real life Vietnamese guy who owned a real life Dream Cafe.
I think that's what makes the show so good, is that a lot of these stories, I mean, some of them are so insane, but a lot of these stories are based in some level of reality.
Yeah.
Where they don't seem like, if you're from the outside looking in and like not a fan of the show, it's like, how is this an episode about anything? But like, that's what life is.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a series of events that have little funny moments in them. Like, and that's the whole point of the show. It's like, hey, it's just a thing. Like, that just happened. Now, I have certainly been to restaurants where I'm like a quote unquote ethnic restaurant. Like, why are you serving American food?
Right, right. Like, look,
I never understood that.
Look, lie to me, all right? If you are Asian, if Chinese in particular, you know, don't serve me hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm not
serve
here
me
for that.
Lo mein and shrimp fried rice.
That's like the most, going, that's literally going, the most American thing you could think.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I'm not going to a Jamaican jerked, you know, place to get a bologna sandwich. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, I want plantains and jerk chicken.
Right. Bring out the goat, kill it, and right. then put it on my plate. That's what I'm here for. Yeah, by the way, Jamaican food is amazing.
I don't want a bunch of white guys making sushi for me. You know what I mean?
No, but I will allow Mexicans to make sushi, because Mexicans are good at everything. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. Like, I was in, where was I? I was in an airport in, I want to say, like, it was somewhere fucking foreign, like, super foreign. And, like, I don't remember where I was, but there were a lot of people who were not American. That's what I do remember.
Yeah.
And I went to a sushi restaurant in the airport, and 75% of the people working there were Mexican. I was like, wow, you guys got Mexicans over here too. That's amazing. And it was like some of the best like quick sushi I've ever had. I was like, oh, all right. Well, God bless. Mexicans are the ultimate race, guys. Like, don't look down on Mexicans. In the race war, they would win. Like, okay?
Yeah, because they're either gonna be that's what's gonna happen in the race war. Like, we're gonna hire a bunch of Mexicans to do all our fighting. And then the Mexicans are gonna be like, yeah, we got all this money. And now we are a unified front.
Yeah.
And we will take everyone out.
Yeah. I honestly believe they are the ultimate race.
I applaud my new Mexican overlords.
Absolutely. The only way we're going to win the race war, or come close to winning the race war, is to join up with the Mexicans.
Right.
Or, excuse me, Latinos. I want to include everyone. I want to as our allies. So as Jerry is peering out the window with his shirt up over his face like Bazooka Joe, because he's a fucking idiot, looking at Babu Bhatt's restaurant, fail. George comes in and he's talking about how his current girlfriend, Monica, is doing a master's program, and she's taking an educations course. And so she wants George to take an IQ test to, like, do some reporting on it or whatever. This sounds very similar to something like my wife would do, right?
Right.
Because she works in education as well. And so George has to take the IQ test. Now, before that, there's a conversation between Jerry and George where George is like, I'm not very smart. People think I'm smart, but I'm not.
He's taking this course in education for a master's. It's part of a research project, so I have to be a guinea pig.
Never been a guinea pig. Been a sheep, a toady.
You know, I can't talk to you anymore.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're taking the IQ test.
Yeah, and he's going to find out I'm a moron. You know, people think I'm smart, but I'm not smart.
Who thinks you're smart?
I'm not going to break 100 on this thing.
What thing?
You don't listen when people talk to you anymore.
Oh, the IQ thing. Yeah.
Sure, I have a low IQ. I'm lying about my SAT scores for 15 years.
What'd you get?
What did I get, or what do I say I got?
What do you say?
I say 1409.
1409, that's a good score.
You're telling me.
What did you really get?
You're my friend, right?
Of course.
I tell you everything, right?
I hope so.
Well, this I take to the grave.
All right, here's a big question. Would you get on your SATs?
I'll take that to the grave. Now, what did I get? Like 11 something.
I took it twice.
Yeah.
And yeah, people think I'm smart too. So I can relate to George. First time I got a 970.
Wow, really? Jesus.
And the second time I got a 1040.
Wow. So yeah, I'm smarter than you.
I'm not smart at all.
Good. It's good to know. It's good to be backed up that I am smarter than you.
I did take an IQ
as
test.
As I've always believed. Such a dickish way to be.
Tests don't mean anything.
No, and honestly, I don't think the SAT... Look, we're black. The SATs are biased, right? Like, they have to be. Please,
go.
Please be biased. I don't really take any stake in it. Me at 18 versus me at 35, I'm a way smarter person now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, dude, I like... Please, like, I think about me not being able to read a book, like, fully, all the way from beginning to end at 18 versus me now.
Right.
I run a business. Fuck you, SAT scores. I run a successful business.
Have you ever taken an IQ test?
Only online, yeah. Which I don't count because, like, I immediately get bored with them. I'm like, this doesn't mean anything, and I just shut it off.
I took an online IQ test. And I got 135.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But again, it's an online IQ test.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really mean anything.
I feel like you have to take 100 points off. You are basically retarded. No, 135, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, average intelligence is like 70. Or no, that's not true.
I was about to say, what?
Average intelligence, I think, is 100. So yeah, you're above average, which I would agree with. I would say that's very true. Yeah. Definitely. Look, I've met average intelligence people. I work with some. Average people think like average is like, oh, average is pretty good. No, it's not. Average intelligent people are dumb.
Right. Like, right. Average intelligence. I mean, average intelligence used to be good, but then we started rating on a curve in order to get people out of school.
No, but the thing is, average intelligence is never good. Like, it's never good. Because, look, if you talk about a bell curve, if you look at a bell curve, people who are on average, 50% of the population is of average or below intelligence. So what does that tell you? You don't want to be in the middle. You want to be above the middle. What the fuck? Like, well above. Like, my wife and her brother and her sister are all Mensa kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like, so they're... Like,
well, they're all,
like, borderline geniuses.
They're all really, really intelligent.
Like they're all ridiculously smart. It's actually slightly, like, intimidating to be around all of them sometimes. I'm like, why are we talking about, you know, like, her brother is a college professor, And it's like, oh, yeah, he's a college professor. Like, but you have to realize, like, he went to college on a debate scholarship. Like a full ride.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, that dude might as well got his have received his degree in Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah, dude. He's super smart.
You go on a debate scholarship.
One, he's a giant nerd. Okay, like a giant nerd. I love him to death. He's an awesome guy.
He's a really nice guy, and he's really down to earth. I can never talk to him. I can't look him in the face anymore.
Yeah, dude. He's a super smart guy. But, like, you have to realize, like, okay, he teaches debate as, like, hey, that's, like, what I do and like as, like, a fun thing. He's teaching a course, a debate course, at Harvard over the summer. Like, it is free time. He's like a super smart guy. Looking at that and then looking at what I could have married into is really hard. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody getting a debate scholarship in that last cohort.
I did not know that. Like, I am incredibly.
I never told you that?
Yeah. No, you never told me that. And yeah. I can't look at him in the face anymore.
Yeah, dude, he's super fucking smart. Serious. Like, because having conversations with him, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
I've always thought that he was, like, really, really smart.
No,
but
he is.
Now I believe that he's really, really smart and can talk me into doing anything.
Yeah, he's like, yes, these are not the Jedi. These are not the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. The droids you're looking for are in the Grand Canyon. Go jump off of it and find them. Like, okay.
Okay, thanks. Got an IQ of 85. Yeah, he's a super smart guy. And her sister actually has a higher IQ than him.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Like she's like a kind of like a math genius. It's again, I married into this family. Like, it kind of like boosts my score up. I'm like, yeah, that's right, motherfucker. I tricked one of them to marry me. Right. Yes. I must be pretty smart. They're at least persuasive.
Right, your cunning skill just went up one.
Right, I play a lot of Dragon Age Inquisition. Like that's where I've chosen to level up my character. It's just in persuasion and cunning, not in intelligence, just cunning. Like, that's it. Look, if you get enough smart people behind you as a force to be reckoned with, then you're fine.
Yeah, that's all you need. Like when Michael Fassbender in that Jobs trailer.
Like, what do you do?
The dude from, right, he was like, some people play instruments. I conduct the orchestra. Like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. Like, I like to, I'm more of a manipulator than anything else. Much like George, actually. Except George is kind of an idiot. Like a legit dumb person. But he's clever. Like, that's his thing, is he's clever. So from there, George is like, look, I got to take this IQ test. Monica lives on the first floor. Why don't you come by, Elaine? I'll slip you the test out the window. You go take the test at like Babu Bot's restaurant right around the corner. Bring it back to me, and I'll give it to Monica, because Elaine was bragging that her IQ was like 143, I think.
Yeah,
and so, which is pretty much borderline genius. Like, that's really smart. And Elaine's character is very smart. I mean, she's an editor. Like a book editor, like, you can't be dumb doing that.
Yeah,
you know, so it goes well to that character. Now so that happens, and she takes the test, and she goes to Babu Bot's restaurant, and Jerry's in there, and he's like, oh, you know, I have the turkey sandwich, you know. Babu Bot's like giving him all this stuff, and this restaurant sort of reminds me of the restaurant my wife and I went on our first date, which is a Pakistani restaurant, incidentally, except they actually serve Pakistani food. But
were you the only two people in there?
No, surprisingly, we were not. However, on our first date, we did close the place down. Like, not like it literally closed down. Like, we were there so long that they had closed. You went to that restaurant, because that was
I went
where,
to that restaurant with you guys.
Yeah, because that was where my wife threw my my surprise birthday, and they had a belly dancer there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time I've seen a belly dancer. Like, yeah. All right.
Which, incidentally, was not the last time you saw a belly dancer when you went out with the two of us. You've gone like three different times. Yeah. There was a time, every time you hung out with us, we went to a restaurant that had belly dancers. It was so weird. It's like, okay. I was like, maybe I'm telling you something. This is when you were single. I was like, Maybe your goal is to sleep with a belly dancer because you seem to be running into them a lot, which is fucking hilarious. So they're at the restaurant and Jerry is like feeling so full of himself and he's like, who helps people? No one. I'm such a great man. And all of a sudden I'm helping Babu Pot out. Elaine comes in, Kramer comes in, and Kramer and Jerry have a conversation about whether or not it's statute of limitations or statue of limitations. And Jerry's like, no, it's statute. It's not a sculpture of limitations, which is really funny. I actually had a conversation very similar to that with somebody before. Like, they thought it was statue of limitations. I was like, no, it's like, what are you talking about?
That doesn't make any sense, guys.
No, people are dumb, dude. People are stupid. So George's test unfortunately gets ruined when Babu Bot spills rigatoni all over the test that Elaine was working on, and she runs out of time. So she has to take it back, and it's got pasta all over it and coffee all over it. And Babu Bot, of course, feels bad. Now, Jerry tells Babu Bot, hey, maybe you should make this an all-Pakistani restaurant. You'll have the only Pakistani restaurant in the neighborhood, and maybe that'll help draw more people in. Yeah, it would. I mean, like, it's funny because this takes place in New York. There's a bajillion fucking restaurants.
Don't New Yorkers like go everywhere?
Yes.
Like they at least try everything.
Yeah. Look, I've been to New York a number of times and there's no shortage of ethnic restaurants.
Right.
I actually prefer ethnic restaurants to American food 99% of the time.
Well, just because, you know, you get American food all the time, right? Like, you go to there's a McDonald's on every goddamn corner. So, switch it up. But maybe that's part of the problem in this country, you know? Like, people just want to eat chicken fingers and, and they don't want to eat rice because it looks like maggot.
What is your... Jesus Christ. That's a real conversation I've had with someone, incidentally. What is your favorite ethnic food?
This is my favorite ethnic food.
And you can't say black people food?
God damn it. What have I had? I'm drawing a blank. Like, I've had Ethiopian food. I've had probably like an Asian dish, some sort of Asian dish. Or does Italian count as ethnic?
No, fuck that. Italian. When people are like, oh, I eat foreign foods, I eat Italian. Shut up, man. Spaghetti is not. Yeah, like, rigatoni. Oh, some pasta and sauce. Congratulations. You're really living on the edge. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, like, Ethiopian or Iranian food or Pakistani.
Probably like Lebanese food. I'll eat like spicy chicken. It's
Lebanese food.
Asian, like East Asian or South Asian.
South like, Asian is definitely my favorite.
As much as I like Jamaican food, food.
I do like me some Jamaican food, man.
Ooh. Yeah, but I'll probably go East or South Asian before I go Caribbean, which probably means I need to turn in my black card.
Well, yeah, because black people only travel to the Caribbean.
Right. They only travel to the Caribbean.
The fact that you guys
supposed to eat jerk chicken.
The fact that you and your fiance are not going to the Caribbean for your honeymoon
makes is amazing.
No, it is amazing, but not only that, but it makes me proud to call you a friend. Okay, like if you were like, we're going to the Caribbean, I'd be like, really? There's a whole world out there, man. Take a plane ride. Your fiance is actually a traveler. She's not a fucking homebody at all.
Yeah, but as I've said before, she is black as shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do travel to the Caribbean more often than not.
Oh, we've been to the Caribbean too.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And my wife isn't even black. Okay, she's got some black ass tendencies though.
Like she likes the water and she likes swimming. So and yeah. She loves the beach. She grew up in Florida in a beach town, so she loves the beach.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize it was a beach town.
Yeah, yeah. So she absolutely loves the beach. Like the beach was 10 minutes away from her.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she absolutely loves the beach and the ocean.
Spoiled ass rich kid.
So the Caribbean is like heaven for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, most people just like, oh, we'll go to the islands, yo, because Africa's too far and the islands are way a lot of
that's fucking ridiculous. Africa's too far. I mean, yeah. It is. Africa is. South Africa is a place I want to go. Actually, I want to go to Kenya as well.
There, but, I want to go there and kill some lions. And...
Oh, yeah. They've got some violent tendencies. They deserve to die. Now, I will say this. My least favorite ethnic food, authentic Chinese food.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had authentic Chinese food.
Don't
like if it doesn't have a if I don't order it by the number, then it's not Chinese food.
If it isn't made by a general who probably didn't exist, then no. Does it come with broccoli?
Right. If the chicken is General Tso's or Orange Chicken, and you can't tell the difference between the two, if it's not that, then I ain't eating it.
Yeah. There's a restaurant in DC that I have friends who they fucking love it. They're like, hell yeah, this is the best Chinese restaurant. And I've tried, man. I've tried. I have. Look, and you know me, like I am open
you
to
will
eating
eat anything.
I will eat anything. Like
you eat slave food. You will eat bugs. You will.
I'll
eat.
Try
the
whatever.
Only thing I haven't seen you eat or heard you say you've eaten is excrement.
That is true. I will not. I mean, technically, it's probably in crab. So yeah.
The mustard. Yeah. If you've ever had crab mustard,
yeah,
and you're eating crab shit, guys.
Yeah, no, and I do. It's delicious. You gotta have a condiment on your crab, man. Come on, get out of here. But I can't fuck with it, dude. And the problem with it is everything is gelatinous.
Ew.
And
what is an authentic Chinese dish?
Like it'll be like meat or you know like oh duck or whatever, but it has like sort of like a gelatinous fat slightly around it. But that's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is everything is lukewarm. I need it to be cold or hot.
Yeah,
preferably
I need it to be
cooked
hot or raw.
Yeah, man. Like I don't like don't play any of that mealy mouth in the middle shit with me. Like stop fucking around. Like put
right,
it
like
back in the oven.
Your food's been sitting out all day.
That's what it tastes like to me. And I'm just like, no. No, I've never been to China. So I don't know if it's because that restaurant sucks. And maybe actual Chinese food in China is different. But I've watched enough Kung Fu movies to know that they cooked a lot of chickens over an open flame. So I would assume that it comes hot. So I would probably be down for that. But like that type of fun, I'm like, I don't fuck with you, man. No. They're like, hey, let's go to... this restaurant, I'm like, I got sick there the last time. I'll just lie. Like, I'll just lie so I don't have to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's pick somewhere that they cooked the food 10 seconds ago. No.
I don't think I've ever had that experience.
I'll take you there once. I'll take you there once. And no. I'll eat beforehand. So I
no, don't bother. don't bother.
So, all right. So back into the episode. Elaine retakes the test, the IQ test, because she only scored an 85. And so George convinces Monica to do the test over again. And so she does. Elaine does not get back in time. And George has to admit that the test is gone. And so Elaine comes by and Monica catches her. And she's like, oh, so I hope you do better this time. And Elaine's like, well, I was actually distracted, and Monica just closes the window. Would you ever think about cheating on an IQ test, by the way?
I would cheat on any exam. Any.
You're not above
it. As a matter of fact, I can't think of an exam that I have not cheated on in one form or fashion. Like, I would cheat on any. I hate taking tests. I hate it. I can't stand the pressure. I probably really don't know anything. I can't stand I cannot stand taking an exam. So yes, I would cheat on any type of exam. I will learn whatever I need to learn. I don't need you to hold some magical test over me in order for me the privilege of me to do more work. Like, just tell me what I need to do and I will learn it.
Fair enough. I'm not above cheating, but at least back in the day, I wouldn't cheat now.
Shit.
Like, and that's why you're dumb and I'm smart. she cheats, or George cheats, obviously, but Elaine ends up running into Monica, and Monica tells her that she actually, in fact, scored a 151. And George is pissed because, obviously, Monica broke up with him for cheating on the IQ test.
It's a good score. It's a good score.
Yeah.
151. It's a good score. Bad.
All right. That's it for us for this episode. We will be back next week for another episode of Airing of Grievances.
See ya.
Bye.
Really?